It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I talk about the 90th anniversary of Frank Capra's 1936 classic, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, which doesn't have any theatrical screenings, but deserves a lot more credit. I'm sure a lot of my generation knows that the Adam Sandler-Winona Ryder comedy, Mr. Deeds, was a remake of that film, and for those of you who haven't seen the original, I think it's a wake-up call. Gary Cooper played Longfellow Deeds, a good-hearted greeting card poet, tuba player, and co-owner of Italo Works in a small Vermont town, who finds out that he inherited a fortune in New York City. And the romantic interest comes in the form of Jean MacArthur, who plays a reporter posing as a poor worker in order to get Deeds' attention and write articles on him, depicting him as a yokel. The main protagonist has been accused of being crazy by greedy cynics because of his honesty and generosity. I like to think Mr. Deeds Goes to Town has a positive message about people having their own quirks but are still sane. He lives in a difficult world full of cynicism, and thanks to his love interest being exposed, he nearly starts to lose the very core of who he is. Based on the short story Opera Hat in American Magazine, this movie has a kind-hearted spirit and a certain kind of magic that Capra specialized back then. Again, this is 90 years old and there are no screenings, but you can watch it on YouTube or on DVD or Blu-ray or any format and still be delighted by it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe and I'll see you at the movies.